Hello, this is Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. Many people in our country want to see an end to abortion, and I want you to know that there are things you can do, peaceful, prayerful, legal activities, to help bring an end to this tragedy. In fact, I'd like to offer you a brochure that we produce at Priests for Life, entitled, You Can Help Save Someone's Life Today. There are things that are within the reach of all of us, no matter how old we may be, no matter how young, no matter how much education we have or do not have. It doesn't matter. There are always things you can do to help save children's lives from abortion. The first and fundamental thing that we do, of course, is to pray. And we all recognize the value and the importance of prayer. Prayer does change things. It brings down graces from God. It helps people to understand the sanctity of life. It gives people the courage to defend and promote and choose life. But you know, at the same time, every good thing can be misused, even prayer. Prayer sometimes could become an escape from responsibility. When we really pray, when we really come in touch with God, we should not feel as though we've done our duty. We should feel as though we've been given our duty. When we go away from prayer, we should not feel rested. We should feel restless. Because prayer is not just asking God to do something. Prayer is union with God. Prayer means we open ourselves so wide to God that God comes in and does something through us. And so, when you ask God to bring an end to the evil of abortion, or for that matter, any other evil in our society, his response is likely to be to lift you up and to thrust you into the battle. God could open up the sky and tell the people of our country to stop doing abortions. But that's not the way he's going to end it. He wants to end it through you and through me. There are many things we can do besides prayer. I want to encourage you, for example, to get on the lists of some pro-life organizations and become more informed by reading about the things that are going on. Read some of the good pro-life publications that have been published, and I can inform you of what these are if you would contact our office. Besides that, be willing to express yourself. For example, by writing letters to the editor of the local papers. The letters to the editor section of the paper is the most frequently read section of any newspaper. You have a right to express your views just as well as anyone else does. You can continue to remind countless people about the evil of abortion. Similarly, if we contact those who make the laws in our states and in our country, do you know how to reach your legislator? Do you know how to express your views about the laws that right now do not protect unborn children? You should know how to do that and express yourself regularly. How about in your local schools or in your local libraries? Do they have pro-life books? Could you or others together with you perhaps donate pro-life books so that young people who are writing reports or people in the general community can have access to the truth about the abortion issue? Another thing that it's very, very helpful to do is to talk to doctors and get their views about abortion. And if those doctors in your community or if some among them actually perform abortions or think that it's okay, let them know what you think. Let them know that you are convinced that medicine is for the purpose of healing, not for the purpose of killing. People expressing their views to doctors can go a long way and sometimes can even persuade those who might be doing abortions to stop. There are countless things that we can do. I'll be glad to send you our brochure, What You Can Do to Save Lives. Contact me at Priests for Life, and also be assured that together with so many other pro-life leaders in this movement, we're ready to help you personally. You can call us, you can write us, and we can help you to find out where your place is in this movement. Not only do people volunteer their time and their resources to help end abortion, but some people even dedicate themselves to this cause on a full-time basis. Might God be calling you to do that? Let's pray and work together so that we can bring an end to abortion and save the lives of countless children and their mothers.